Faithful Kane. That is my time for today. Once again, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is In Between and Out Of, and I'm Avery, and I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your week.
I just can't keep up anymore. University's overwhelming.
I've been there. Have you heard of My Student Wellbeing? It's a counseling platform specifically for students like us.
But the wait lists.
No wait lists. Plus, they'll help you understand any insurance coverage you have. I've had 5 sessions with the same therapist and haven't paid a dollar. It's worth checking out.
Start counseling this week at mystudentwellbeing.ca because your mental health is too important to wait.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchens, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
This is CJUM FM 101.5, providing diversity at the University of Manitoba.
Careful now, we didn't have time to insert the... So be advised, what you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
Now you're listening to a brand spanking new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, coming to you live from the beautiful third floor of the even more beautiful University Center on the, strangely enough, even more beautiful University of Manitoba campus. How are we doing today? Got a case of the Mondays. I'm actually having a pretty fantastic day. Strangely enough, I found some, you know, working out in the morning really does help. All the things that people tell you helps really does help in the morning. Working out, eating a good breakfast, not drinking approximately 300 milligrams of caffeine right off the bat. Sometimes when people are right, they really are right. I biked all the way to work. I feel great. Hopefully you have a little bit of that energy going on. And if you don't, that's okay. Post Everything is the home of doom, gloom, grief, strangeness, sadness, but also joy, also energy, all sorts of strange, all sorts of weird alternative to your alternative. Now, recently, you probably heard the Good Charlotte dudes, I won't even say their names, honor them in that way, bought up Brooklyn Vegan, one of my favorite music publications, as well as Revolver and one other, I forget, and just absolutely gutted it. So it really leaves, I think, independent music journalism in a bit of jeopardy. So a lot of people are asking, where do I get my music news? Where do I find music? And I have no solid answers, but you know, you're off to a good start listening here, I think. There's always something interesting going on at UMFM. But me personally, I love a good compilation. Recently, there was a compilation released, or re-released, actually, called Nome Noma, which catalogs some obscure Quebecois post-punk and new wave from the years 1979 to 1985. Some things I learned... like all new wave, not all of it is all that great. It's prone to strange bouts of racism and misogyny, like a lot of music. Quebecois people probably really, really liked Duran Duran. The stuff that is good, though, is really, really, really fantastic. Like this song coming up by an artist, person, band, I'm not sure, called Leighton Czar, song called Life is Bizarre, following that up with a classic by XTC, Making Plans for Nigel, ending things off with another Quebecois song, Vex with DNA. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM.
happy. It must be happy. It must be happy. It must be happy in his world.
little bit of Devo meets Duran Duran meets Cheap Trick there, I think, hailing from Quebec from the Nome Noma compilation. That was Vex with DNA. Before that was XTC with Making Plans for Nigel. And capping off this little XTC sandwich, also from the Nome Noma compilation, was a band artist, solo act, I don't know, Leighton Czar. Song called Life is Bizarre. Sure is bizarre. I was going to call it a Quebecois post-punk new wave sandwich, but we really don't name sandwiches after their bread, do we? We name it after the middle. So XTC sandwich. You're listening right now to the home of different kinds of musical sandwiches on UMFM. Post Everything, 101.5, once again, UMFM. Of course, like I said before, with Brooklyn Vegan sort of becoming less reputable than I would have liked them to be with their buying out and gutting, the question on everyone's minds is, where do I find new music? Like I said, compilations are great. Friends are even better. I learned of XTC from my old roommate, who has a show on UMFM called The Album Authority. If you're free on Thursdays, you should check it out. A lot of fun. Very informative. A very academic and comedic approach to taking apart different albums, song by song sometimes. Sometimes he slips in a little bit of extra context. He's quite the historian at heart. It's interesting either way, but he was a big XTC fan a few years ago, and we always saw sitting on the shelf a copy of Drums and Wires by XTC. However, I can't get past the first song because it's so fantastic. Once again, that was Making Plans for Nigel, a timeless track if I've ever heard one, opening up the debate again, what makes a song, what makes a piece of art timeless. I think in this case, though it sounds very particularly 80s, super duper new wave, although ahead of its time, I will say, I think thematically it is timeless. Something about the story of a young man being goaded by his well-meaning parents into taking part in an economy in a dead-end job he really doesn't feel for still resonates today. I think time, as they say in True Detective, moves in a flat circle. A lot of young people being prompted into a job market, into jobs, into careers that they can't see, you know, working past 5 years from now, let alone 1 year, maybe even just a tanked economy, tanked job market, but still they're told, go get a job. It seems utterly meaningless. And I think that's why it still resonates with me, and probably why it resonates with other people. Stories keep on repeating. Time keeps on repeating. You're listening once again, Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Something that they didn't really have to contend with, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s, as trash as the economy and job market was in that era of England. Was it Thatcher era? I believe Thatcher era. Something they didn't really have to contend with was the looming threat of AI being shoved down our throats. I'm angry about that. Are you angry about that? I hope you're angry about it. If you're angry about it, you're in the right place. I think nobody's more angry about it than I think Vancouver-based artist Art Deco, who released a full-on quasi-proggish glam rock tune about how angry he is about the proliferation of AI, about the fact that our oligarchs have become our overlords and are shaping the world in their own image. He is rightfully ticked off, and he wrote a whole song about it, 7 minutes or so. Something I love about Art Deco, before we move on to the song itself, even at his angriest, he's always flamboyant, and he's always transforming his appearance. I'll talk more about that later. This is his new track, The Death of Indie.
Did you hear? They built a data center in his back.
a chameleon, truly, in an age when there are very, very few. That was Art Deco of Victoria, British Columbia, their new track, The Death of Indie. How many indie artists can you name nowadays that are incorporating glam rock with post-punk, with sort of a proto-punky garage rock feel, switching things up halfway through the song into a sort of a kraut rock, sort of motoric beat kind of feel, dripping with vitriol, but still so, so elegant, quite the showman, and always transforming. You're listening to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM. As you go through the eras, as I implied, Art Deco is a bit of a chameleon, not just musically, but also in his appearance. If you watch the video for The Death of Indie, which is very, 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 very funny, we get to witness the artist in question beat up people with masks of different billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos in a taxi driver-esque sequence, plans out this attack and shaves his head into a mohawk. Each era of Art Deco, he transforms his appearance a little bit. This one matches, I think, the rage that this track just burns with. Mohawk, suspenders, very, very subdued, I guess, but so, so, so angry, making a good point. This next track, I think, is probably angry about similar things, about we live in a world that prizes natural order, I think, natural law, social order, but we are often governed and surrounded by people who live outside of said order, said laws, said social. They make the rules, but they live outside of them at the same time, but we're expected to live in these rules. Chatpile has a few songs like that. I Am Dog Now comes to mind in particular, but this one feels less like a scream like the last track or previous Chatpile tracks, and more like a big, big sigh, a slow burn instead of an explosion, sort of their take on a blurry, hazy, sort of gauzy, trip-hoppy, new metal-ish track, very atmospheric, very quiet. Raygun Bush delivers a stellar vocal performance. It's a track called Same Rules. It's off their upcoming album, Who Loves the Sun. Following that up with a much less subdued, much less hazy track, new track by Godflesh, unexpectedly. I thought they had called it quits, but they're back. A song called Living / Ending sounds surprisingly vintage Godflesh. But of course, before that, the hazy and subdued and gothic Same Rules by Chatpile. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. surprisingly vintage sounding and surprisingly bittersweet. That was the new track by Godflesh, 30 to 40 years on from the start of their career, a song called Living / Ending from their upcoming record, Decay, which is supposed to be their second last record. I didn't know they had so many songs left in them, so many albums, especially since Justin Broderick, guitarist, singer, programmer, if you can call him singer, vocalist of all sorts of things, one half of Godflesh, has said that he has to bow out of Godflesh due to a stomach surgery, I believe, that makes him unable to scream anymore for the rest of his life. That's the bittersweet part. The song itself, not very bittersweet, but bittersweet that Justin Broderick has to give up on this long-time project, especially after only coming back something like 10 or 12 years ago. I mean, he still has his other projects, like the My Beloved Yesu, which is a bit more like post-metal, doomgaze, melodic vocals, big guitars type thing. Something special about Godflesh, though, which is why I'm sad to see them go. But it's nice that they're ending things off so incredibly heavy, so classic Godflesh. If you told me this track came from Street Cleaner or their self-titled EP, I would have believed you. Very 80s drum machines, sort of like gritty production, super lo-fi effects on everything. Very vintage, but so new. Another take on Dystopia and Darkness before that was Chat Pile's newest single, Same Rules, from their upcoming album coming out in a month or so, called Who Loves the Sun. I was worried about this album at first because out of the two singles released before this, I didn't like the second one that much. It sounded like if you asked somebody who really didn't like Chat Pile to parody Chat Pile, it sounded like that. All the hallmarks were there, but almost in a satirical kind of parodying type of way, although I liked the single before that, so it was kind of 50-50 at that point. I was a little worried, but this track is fantastic. It kind of dwells in the land of some of my favorite Chat Pile deep cuts, like Camcorder and Brave New World, where it's slower, not as sludgy, but very, very atmospheric, big riffs, sort of melodic, sort of scary in its own way, and hazy and almost gothic, almost shoegaze at points, debatably. So I might be, my excitement might be back. We might be back with this Chat Pile album, but I'll let you know when I give it a listen. You're listening to, I don't know if I said this already, Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Been diving into a lot of classics lately, of course. Earlier I played some XTC, a little bit of a classic Quebec post-punk and new wave of many different bands and compilations. And I've also been diving into some Numero group reissues, another great way to find new music, find new old music, stuff you've never heard before. Combing through those catalogs is like walking through a museum, and I've been very infatuated with some recent reissues, namely Ida, Everybody Knows You, I believe it's called, and the Appleseed Cast. Silly name, awesome band, a record called Two Conversations. Both records kind of play on the line between post-rock and slowcore and alternative rock and emo, if you can call it that, and post-hardcore, a bit of everything all at once. Deeply sad, though, deeply emotional, hence the emo. From that second wave of emo where it kind of became its own genre, separate from punk rock and hardcore and all that. But before tracks by Ida and the Appleseed Cast, we're going to do a little bit of obscure Canadiana once again. Eric's Trip offshoot called Moonsocket, who I believe was the male vocalist of Eric's Trip. Don't quote me on that. Playing sad, loud, lo-fi songs. This is one of the few ones with drums on it. It's a song called Expressions of Loneliness. Thank you.
oceans of loneliness are easy to find. Need not look further in your own mind. Smoke some further away. Closer you get, never find your way. Closer you get.
was told that it cost too much. Did it cost all the sweetness that was the best time that you ever had? It slipped so soon from the palm of your hand. The times when you stood.
Doesn't that just rip your heart out? That was Tellings by Ida from their record, Everybody Knows You. Before that, the Appleseed Cast with Innocent Vigilant. Oh, it's got a long title. Sometimes I don't remember these things very well, unfortunately. Gotta pull it up. Bear with me. Innocent Vigilant. Ordinary, from their record, Two Conversations. Both those records out on Numero Record Group. If you feel like checking it out, feel like ordering it, I don't know. Good records. Before that, I don't know if you can find this one anywhere. Moonsocket out of Moncton, New Brunswick, from way back 95. I want to say 96, Eric's Trip side project, a song called Expressions of Loneliness. If you like Eric's Trip, you're going to love that. Of course, there's a whole universe of music surrounding Eric's Trip. We're talking about discovering music. We're talking about finding new stuff. Just dive into Eric's Trip, dive into Moncton, New Brunswick, heck, dive into the entire East Coast 90s indie scene. So much great pop and punk adjacent stuff. The 60s meets the 90s, big guitars, bigger choruses. Sloan is just the tip of the iceberg. You're listening to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM, but not for a whole lot longer. Unfortunately, I'm only with you till 5 p.m., but fortunately, you're in the good hands of Tom and Jared with the wonderful hockey talking show. They talk about hockey, as you can tell, for about an hour, hour and a half straight. So you're here for a good time. Maybe not a long time, but a good time. I'll catch you next week. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every single Monday, live, sitting in the office. Have any requests, reach out to me. I don't know. Great mix of music, always coming up. Everything from alt country and slowcore to ambient to death metal to you name it. If I like it, you're going to hear it. We're going to end things off with a song that proves slow doesn't have to mean sad. Spare doesn't have to mean sad. Even being sad or slightly miserable about your existence doesn't necessarily have to be a painful thing. A song I've been in love with the past few months. Very, very comforting. Like I said, it's a little bit, it's got a misery to it, but it's comfortable in its misery. Liar by Built to Spill from their record You in Reverse. Absolute classic. I'll see you next time. As the guy from Built to Spill says, look out. The world's destroying you. Relax. It isn't fair. I'll see you next week.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site mesdocumentsmonchoix.ca.
Independent media still matters, and UMFM proves it. No corporate ownership, no commercial pressure, just space for different voices, different ideas, and programming that reflects the community. That independence only works when people step in and take part. If you believe media should be shaped by people, not systems, this is where you belong. Be part of independent radio. Visit umfm.com and join our radio family today.
Located on the third floor of AMSU University Center, Degrees Diner is more than just a place to grab a meal. Our cozy corner on campus offers an inviting atmosphere where good food meets great company. Whether you're enjoying the sunshine on our patio, indulging in freshly prepared dishes, or treating yourself to our delicious baked goods and refreshing drinks, we've got you covered. Be sure to join us for our happy hour from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and don't miss our locally roasted coffee, the perfect pick-me-up for your day. Vegetarian and vegan options are always available, and our friendly staff is ready to make your dining experience memorable. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Make Degrees Diner your destination today.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg.
When a man needs a woman's love so much, in a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux! Mistake and a throw and puck right